Osiris.
Hi, I'm Carl Gearhart from the Giant Country Horns. This podcast is In the Loop, the Legion of Osiris podcasts. Osiris is creating a community that connects people like you with podcasts and live experiences about artists and topics you love. Check out osirispod.com, stay in the loop, and sign up for the newsletter to learn about the newest podcasts and events. Relics Magazine is a media partner of Osiris. For music news, go to relics.com.
Healthy Friendly Podcast. This is RJ. I'm here with Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, RJ.
And I'm here with Matt as well, who's trying to police my behavior.
Hey, hi, there. Matt. Hey there, party people.
We have landed in 1995. Jonathan, Matt, yay, and I just finished watching Braveheart, and we were reading in the print newspaper about the O.J. Simpson trial. And Seinfeld is still great. So, guys, 1995, we've made it all the way here.
I have to confess, I've never seen Braveheart.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. Let me chime in here before we get into 1995. This is my first time joining you guys for the series. I've been busy every single other day. It's like crazy how just I'm always busy when you guys go to record this. Luckily, you found time to mix the things and put them out into the world. But how are you guys feeling? We're a week post C-word. So, like, how do we feel?
Well, we got an interesting note on Facebook yesterday that I'd like to go ahead and call attention to. That somebody pointed out that on an episode, was it 140? It was an episode just before the tour. This guy accidentally referred to the festival from this summer as Coventry. And yep. And you know, RJ, you quickly corrected me when it happened, and I was like, oh yeah, I didn't mean that. And it certainly was no Coventry, right?
Is that some sort of Freudian thing?
No, I don't know. But I think it was because I was really out of it that day. But I think ultimately it was no Coventry, and that's the thing we can take away right now, right?
I mean, at least I got to see some music at Coventry.
Ooh, sick burn.
Hey, yeah, man, you saw the silent trees at Curveball.
That's true.
That's true.
A really good point.
Shout out to my friend John, who plays in that band.
Yeah, the Silent Trees. On our quick hit, I said I didn't know their names. They're called the Silent Trees. So thank you, Silent Trees, for trying to keep us happy that night. It was it was really, really fun. I don't know if what I was at is considered the ditch party or if the ditch party was something else. There was a ditch party that was happening. I don't know if that was it or if it was somewhere else. This guy,
we were all in the ditch party because we all got ditched.
This guy, like, he kept pointing at someplace on the map, and he was like, I'm trying to get to the ditch party. And I was like, I think this is it, because this is where everybody else is. We're partying. And he kept pointing to this place on the map that you just could not get to because of the venue being closed and stuff. And I told him that. I was like, listen, man, like, there's no way to get there from here. I'm really sorry. And I think it was the most disappointed I saw anybody the entire time. Like, he was extremely spun, but he was, like, really sad that he couldn't make it to this place. And I was like, but you have I didn't know what they were called, but I said, look at the Silent Trees, man. The Silent Trees are right here. You get to hang out and listen to some music and stuff like that. But I'm starting to get out of the funk. I'm looking forward to Dick's. I got Dick's. I leave in like 5 days to head out into Colorado and do that. And I got to buy some Heady merch today. You guys buy some Heady merch?
I did not, but I should. I just can't really bring myself to do it, even though I know that it goes to a good cause, because I'm supposed to buy merch for a festival that never happened? Is that the idea?
Yeah. So I bought two bandanas because I carry those things to blow my nose on. And so now I will be blowing my nose on Curveball all winter long.
You know they have tissues for that, right? This is not 1877.
Not everywhere. I'm slowly turning into my grandfather.
Yeah, you are.
I bought the 8-bit shirt because I saw that design when somebody had managed to get their hands on one of the bandanas or something while we were there before it was canceled. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I am getting that because that's a freaking awesome design and I love it. And now I figure, like, I might not wear it for a while, but it when I wear it, I figure it'll be a good conversation piece. If I hadn't made it inside, I don't know if I would have bought it. But now I feel like it's going to be, like, I can wear it and be like, I actually was there. I was at Curveball. And so, and like you said, the proceeds go to a good cause.
So the good news is our friends, the Fish Band, they are giving us our money back for whatever we bought related to Curveball. But then they're taking more of our money for merch. But that's fine. Let's just call that
that's
a wash.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes. Normal. And then we're getting free Dick's webcasts.
You got to finish that sentence. You can't just... The pause is on it's this just, too long.
It turns out like dick jokes are just like it just never really gets old. But anyway, they did what they could do and they did what was right, I think, in this situation, although a lot of people on the internet are saying things.
You're never going to please the internet. I'm pretty sure its entire function is for gripes.
Well, we pleased the internet because we got a lot of nice notes about this Quick Hits to Dick's series. So
that's true. And thank you all out there for listening. I hope
it's
you're
an internet
still enjoying
sensation.
It and haven't tuned out this long conversation.
There we go. Guys, I know that we're back in 1995 and it's weird because nobody has cell phones and actually we're still trying to load the Cadil's Fish page to get set list updates. But back in 2018, there's some shows coming up in the fall and there were some rumors this week about other shows, but it seems like there's going to be Dick's and then Fall Tour and that's it, right?
That's yeah. reasonable.
Yep.
Okay. And if they like play some new shows somewhere, that'd be cool. But I don't think anyone expects that to happen at this point.
I'm expecting a New Year's Eve announcement in a couple of weeks. That's all.
And you want tickets, as you said in one of the previous Quick Hits.
Yes, I'm ready to purchase concert tickets.
Good. So guys, 95, we're going through summer. One jam per year. We're making our way through and now we're in like the craziest year to date, 1995. Matt, I know that you just jumped on this train, as you said. So what does summer 95 mean to you in terms of when you go back and listen to stuff?
Well, I think we talked about this when we did something recently. We talked extensively about Summer 95, and it to me feels like it's, you know, as it should, the bridge between 94, where they were sort of pushing, trying to just, you know, see how far they could take the jams, regardless of if they had a lot of melodic substance, you know, being willing to just kind of get out there and play without a net. And then the fall 95, when they had honed that skill to the point where everything that they were playing in those long jams really sounded like it had purpose and it was beautiful and could almost be interpreted as something that, you know, was pre-composed, right? I mean, some of those things in fall 95, it sounds like they rehearsed it backstage, but they're jamming. So, but then in summer 95, you get that mix, like they're pushing really hard. They're coming up with some really amazing landing points along the way, but then there's still those segments that are kind of chaotic and, you know, not as melodic, some of those long tweezers that we have and stuff. So I like it. I mean, it makes me want to go listen to fall 95, but there's some really good stuff, including this stash that we're going to listen to.
Oh, spoilers.
I agree with Matt. That's a really good articulation of how I feel about Summer 95, which is what I usually say is it's kind of boring and Fall 95 is sweet. So thanks, Matt, for adding more meat on the bones of that argument.
Okay, so RJ, I know you do a Fish podcast and you've talked to Trey and that gives you some kind of cred, but your opinion on this sucks. I also like what Matt said. I think it was very even-handed. I personally love those chaotic moments that you don't know if they're doing anything or going anywhere, and it's crazy. Those really broadened the mind in my perspective. And I love that stuff. And then when they do swing into something that's a little more coherent and whatever, that's beautiful and wonderful. You can take a deep breath because they're going to fly off the handle again if you're lucky. And I'm in for that. That's my stuff. So should we talk about what we're actually going to play here?
Now that I've sufficiently riled Jonathan up, let's talk about the stash.
Yeah.
No, I like it. I like 95. I like all the fish. You guys know that. So anyway, except for the vocal jam and some other stuff. But so what did you think of this stash, Matt?
So we should say, by the way, this is June 24th, 1995, from The Man in Philadelphia. This would be this run, 624 and 625, the next night would be the final show at The Man until 2014. Although Trey did play there in 2001, as I mentioned before, that was my first live fish experience when I got to see that show in August of 2001. So Jonathan's making a face at me like what I just said didn't make any sense at all.
There's a little disconnect, but I'm going to let you have it. Just you know what you said.
Roll the tape back and play it a couple times. It'll make sense.
member. I think you meant to say live member of fish experience.
Fish world experience. Not seeing cool. The band, but
I think that's what
I didn't say. Jonathan confused. I didn't say my first fish show. My first fish experience live.
That's okay. True. Jonathan was pretending he didn't know what you meant, but he did.
The stash. It feels like a stash from this era, right? Like you could almost predict what it's going to sound like. It's a lot like the version that everybody's familiar with from a live one from a year before. It gets a little bit more out there in terms of the tension in the jam. It doesn't get quite to the level that they get in the fall with some of the really long ones. My feeling when I was listening to this was if they had been able to add a couple of more months to the year of 1995 and kept touring, then they probably would have gotten to a place where Stash would have been going for an hour, which God.
That would have been great.
They got close to it with Orlando. Some of the, it felt like they just like a rubber band. They just kept pulling it further and further and further to see how far it went. So this is a good version. I think they whiffed the landing in the release just a little bit. But up until that point, it's really good. So, I don't know, RJ, you, I think you suggested this one. What did you think?
Yeah. I mean, a classic tension release stash jam. I mean, the cool thing you can hear as you listen to it, you can hear Trey like making little noises throughout, like very satisfied, but also like sort of evil little like just noises, which to me means that he's like having a really good time and really into this jam, which I thought was a cool thing that I had not noticed before. So I think we have not done a stash yet on this run, and I think this is the perfect time to unleash one, Jonathan.
Yeah, and this is a kind of gentle to the minority listeners who feel like you do, RJ, about this summer 95. So this one doesn't, it's dark, but it's not spacey. And it really kind of keeps moving, kind of rolls at a rapid clip and kind of a speedy, kind of psychedelic kind of way. And it's really entertaining, and it kind of gets my head twisted without completely losing me. So I like it.
Should we let the people hear it? What do you think?
No, let's talk more about it and torture them.
Yeah, let's do it.
For a quick hit, this was not that quick, but we had a lot to catch up on because it's been a minute, as we said.
It's been 24 hours.
Everyone should enjoy this, and we hope you're having fun, and let us know what you think. And we'll see you back here tomorrow, where we continue on into 1996. So enjoy the stash. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Looking down at my stag, zipping through the forest with the curling fleas, to crow with the sprinkles, the moonlight sees. I capture the joy beast who falls to his knees and cracks to his cohorts, sniffing the trees. Smiles can't be bought. The solar garlic starts to rot. Was it for this my life I saw? Made it so, made it die. 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 Was it for this my life I saw? Those can't be bought. Maybe so, maybe not. The solar garlic starts to rot. Maybe so, maybe not. Was it for this my life I saw? Maybe so, maybe not. Was it for this my life I saw?